Hi, Suzanne. Tim Carter. Pleasure to have you on the Ask the Builder Show.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
I have a deja vu kind of question for you.
Okay.
I have an 80-plus-year-old two-story house in near Madisonville and Madison Place, and the second story is unfinished. It's like a big attic space. It has a big insulated door going from my dining room upstairs.
Okay.
And there is
and so the way you, and the way you access this, I mean, do you have to, how do you get? Do you have to put a ladder up or something to get to?
Oh no, no, it's got steps.
Oh, it's got steps going up. I got it. But once you get to the top up there, it just looks. You just see all the wood studs.
Exactly.
Okay, got it. I got a clear picture now. Got it.
And I've got old insulation that a previous owner had put down on the floor, and I'm not sure what the R value is. So I think eventually I'm going to get that replaced. But there is no insulation on the eaves of the ceiling. The ceiling is completely bare. The walls looking out to the street and to the yard are bare.
Okay, I understand.
So
at the walls at the gable end.
And my brother-in-law and sister say, don't worry about insulating the roof. And I know the big rule of thumb is to insulate and ventilate in an attic.
Well, yes and no. Okay, the best way to describe this is at this point you're only living on the first floor of the house.
Correct.
Okay, let's imagine if you and I went to just one of the retail stores today and bought a cooler like that we would put like soda pop in.
Right.
And we were going to go to the Bengals game tomorrow.
Right.
Okay, and if this is a really good cooler, the lid that, you know, that swings open and closed, the lid would be insulated as well, because we already know that the sides and bottom are insulated to the cooler.
Right.
Okay, so we could take two pieces of cardboard and build a roof over the cooler. Got it?
Right.
Okay, so it doesn't make any difference if we put insulation up in the attic, you know, up on the roof itself.
Right.
Or even the sidewalls of the roof, because the lid to the cooler is what's creating the insulated layer.
Correct.
So if the floor, what you call the floor of the attic,
right,
or the second floor, is completely covered, all, you know, from tip to tip, left and right of the house and front to back of the house, you know, and it's completely filled with insulation between the ceiling joist, or what we would call the floor joist, and the previous owner even put insulation on top of the floor where you have to walk, like you're walking on top of fiberglass, well, then you're fine. In other words, you don't have to do anything else. You're done. I mean, you're not going to gain any energy savings at all by putting insulation in those end walls of that attic.
Okay.
You're not going to save any energy dollars by putting insulation in the slope part of the roof. As long as that entire ceiling area, you know, or, you know, it's the ceiling from the underside, it's the floor when you're up in that second floor.
Right.
As long as that is completely insulated, you're done. You're finished.
Great.
Yeah, it's that easy.
Now, how about the wall as I'm going up the stairs into the attic? The wall on my right is my dining room wall. Shouldn't I insulate that from the cold air?
Yes, because there's a really good chance that those two walls that are forming, they're like triangles as you go up the steps into the second floor.
Right.
Very good chance that they are not insulated when the builder built the house. In fact, I'd be shocked if they were. And you bet not only are they not insulated, the stairs aren't insulated.
Right.
Yeah, so what you could do, I mean, you don't go up into this space very often, do you?
No.
See, what I would do is for the wintertime, I would like put sheets of cardboard over the stairwell, like thick pieces of cardboard or something.
Uh-huh.
And then I would actually lay insulation on top of that, you know, like a trapdoor type thing.
Oh.
You see what I mean? And then that way, and that's easy to do because the staircase is only 3 feet wide.
Right.
And so if you ever need to get up into that attic space, well, then you kind of, as you go up the steps, you're going to have to push that cardboard and insulation out of the way.
Right.
That's the easy way to solve that problem.
Yeah, it sure is.
That's easy. Now, one thing you could do, here's what I'm doing at my house this weekend. I'm actually going to do it this afternoon. I got this, it's brand new. It's called thermal control membrane. It's a triple layer of a radiant barrier that comes in these big rolls. And I'm going to – it's just like – you know how you take aluminum foil out of that thing that, you know,
right,
to cover a food dish?
Right.
Well, imagine having a roll of aluminum foil that's 5 feet wide, but there's three layers of the aluminum foil that are separated by this nylon mesh.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be rolling that stuff out in my attic about 1 o'clock today. Okay, so if you want to, and see, and what that's going to do is I still have heat that's leaking up through my insulation.
Uh-huh.
Well, it's going to hit that radiant barrier, and it's going to stop.
I love you.
Yeah,
you're
so,
my new best friend.
Yeah, so that's the thing that you should do next. In other words,
you should
install this radiant barrier up in your attic on top of that insulation.
Oh, that sounds like a great idea.
Yeah, and talk about fast. As fast as you can roll it out, it's done. So, and I'm actually writing a column about it on Sunday.
Okay.
And so I'll have that column. If you email me, I'll give you the web address right now.
Okay.
And you can go to this guy's website. It's really simple. It's www.save, S-A-V-E,
mm-hmm.
and then N, the letter N, like a Nancy,
mm-hmm.
R is in Romeo, and G is in golf.
Uh-huh.
You know, so it's the short part for energy. Get
Isn't
it?
Isn't that clever?
So save energy. NRG.
Okay.
So saveenergy.com, but it's not ENERGY. It's just save NRG. And then okay. You'll find a section where he's got, it's called TCM or thermal control membrane. It's an incredible product.
That sounds great.
All right, well, good luck with it.
And it sounds like something I could do.
Oh, it's easy. I mean, you just roll it out, take your scissors, cut it, and you're done.
Yay!
All right, Suzanne, anything else?
I had a question, but now it's fled my mind.
Well, that happens this time of the morning.
Oh, here's my question.
Okay.
It was a two-part question. If I do decide later on to finish that attic and make it into a master bedroom like a lot of the houses in the neighborhood already have, then it would be practical to insulate the heck out of the rest of the attic.
Well, that's correct, but it gets a little dicey. I would then take that thermal control membrane, that
uh-huh.
if you're going to buy that and you're going to put that down, I would, believe it or not, at that point you might not even need insulation. You would actually staple that to the side walls and the underside of the roof,
uh-huh.
and then just put your drywall up over that.
Oh, wow.
And the reason that works is because, you know when the astronauts go out in space and those guys float around working on the space shuttle and those satellites?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever thought about the gloves they wear?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so it's when they're in the sun, it's extremely hot, and they would actually burn up. It gets
right.
very, very hot. But when they go into the dark side, it's like 200 or 300 degrees below zero.
Right.
So, but they've got fingers in those gloves. They're not mittens. So how in the world are those gloves made to resist all that? I'll tell you. They're super sophisticated radiant barriers. I'm almost convinced that those gloves do not have any insulation in them whatsoever. It's just a radiant barrier so that on the cold side, it keeps the heat from the astronaut's hand in the glove, but when the sun hits the glove, it just bounces the heat right back into outer space so that his hand doesn't cook inside the glove.
That's very cool.
So that's how cool these radiant barriers are if you get the right one.
Yeah.
All right, Suzanne, I got to scoot.
Okay, thanks so much.
Okay,
I appreciate
yeah, when
help.
You get ready to do that, when you get ready to finish that room off, you should call me back.
Oh, you
Because we
know
got
I
we
will.
Got some other issues we've got to talk about.
Absolutely.
All right, have
All
a
right.
great day.
Thanks, Tim. You
All right.
too.
All right, bye. Bye-bye. Okay, Joe, I know you're there. I'm going to talk to you off the air. There's not enough time to get you your call finished because I talk too much, my producer Ryan says. So I'm going to talk to you off the air, so don't go away, dude. Don't hang up. Brad's going to get your name and number. Okay, we're just about out of time. Denny's going to be on here soon. So if you have a question about any type of indoor plants, whatever, I urge you to give him a call, 749-1035. And that brings me to a quick point. If you're looking for a neat gift idea or for that indoor gardener, I want you to go to my website, askthebuilder.com, and look at the column I wrote about indoor greenhouse. Type indoor greenhouse and look at the ads for these cool grow lights. It'd make a great gift suggestion for that loved one who does indoor gardening. Wait till you see those grow lights. All right, I'm going to be here next week. I hope you will be as well. If you need me during the week, askthebuilder.com. You know what to do. This is the Ask the Builder Show. You've been listening to WGRR, Hamilton, Cincinnati.